Do you have a doppelganger? I don't know if you know what a doppelganger is, but this unknown twin that kind of looks like you or has your identity. Yeah. If so, tune in next Man Talk. Join us. So do you have any doppelgangers?
Yeah, now that I know what the word means. I had somebody one time, I was in a hospital, and this guy came up to me and said, "Man, you look like, are you Dan Marino?" I go, "No." And Dan Marino was a football player.
Right, yeah.
And then
that's pretty cool.
He was just laughing and joking. And when he laughed, I said, "Hey, buddy, go along." He laughed. Anyway. So I don't see it. I had somebody else tell me I look like the It Is Written guy.
George Vandeman?
George Vandeman, which is not.
You weren't excited about that.
Not at all.
I've been told I look like Mr. Incredible, the cartoon.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but
that's good. Doppelganger.
You know, if you've ever gone on the line, typed in your name, and then found out that you're not the only person that exists with that name.
Right.
I mean, Craig Harris.
Harris is a very common name. Yeah. So Craig Harris, there's lots of them.
It's hard for you to get a Google email account or anything like that.
It is. So I have to come up with something really.
Add some numbers to it.
I put the word pastor on it.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That
may help. So, yeah. I have a story, true, legit story. My wife and I were just recently married.
Yeah.
Well, this is when this story happened. And I got a phone call about supper time. And this girl, Janie, answered. And she said, this lady on the phone said, "Is Craig there?" And Janie says, "Yeah." And so I answered. I said, "Hi, Craig. How are you? Thank you so much for the flowers." And I'm going, and my wife's looking, "Who is this person?" And I said, "You have the wrong number." And then you got four calls.
Oh, wow.
Four calls. And each time, "Thank you so much for the weekend. And thank you for this. Thank you for the flowers."
Same
and,
woman?
No, different
women,
different ladies
were calling you
at all times of the day.
Oh, that's funny.
And my wife was going, "Who are these people?" And I go, "I don't know. That's the wrong number."
Right.
And one time the lady says, "Are you an African-American person with one leg?" I said, "No, I'm not. I have both my legs and I'm a Caucasian fella."
So and she thought she was talking to one-legged black Craig Harris and you're like two-legged white Craig
so
Harris.
So this was back in the day, the yellow pages.
Oh,
they just go through the phone
funny.
Book and find Craig Harris.
Right.
He's in Lansing, Michigan. And
oh,
so,
wow.
So one time I'm at Lansing Lugnuts game.
Right.
And I'm walking down the concourse there and I see this big sign up there. It says, "Craig Harris, the turkey man." I'm going, and I looked at him, and sure enough, there's a black guy with one leg on crutches. And I'm going, "Jeannie, it's Craig Harris."
No.
And we were both laughing because we know the backstory. And so I went up to him. I waited for the crowd to leave, and I went up to him. I said, "Hey, my name is Craig Harris." He goes, "Oh, awesome name." I said, "I used to get a lot of calls from women." He goes, "Dude, I'm so sorry."
Oh, that's
and
so
he
great.
Gave me his card, and he offered me a free chicken thing, or a turkey leg, but I didn't take it at the time.
Man.
I should have. Yeah,
of course.
Anyway,
that is great.
That's a doppelganger.
That is a great story.
A doppelganger with a name, which was not necessarily good.
Right. But. Now, you know, in the book of Ephesians, it talks about imitations.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It talks about imitating God.
Yes.
Right? As his kids. Like,
yes.
You should, when people hang out with you, they should mistake you for a Christian.
Right. And I was just processing when you were saying that. Does Jesus ever, I don't think in my mind, I don't think Jesus ever tells you to imitate Moses or to imitate David. It's always imitate my father.
Right.
Right? Or imitate me.
Now, when we were kids, we would wear like Joe Montana jerseys and be like, I'm Montana.
Bob Lanier, man. Yeah, he was 6'11", and I used to walk with my arms slumped over like I was 6'11".
Yeah. And God's like, no, don't imitate
you're
them.
Craig Harris.
Imitate the father.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
How do you imitate somebody if you don't know what he looks like?
Well, then I think you have to imitate how he acts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And to me, he looks, his actions are visible to
yes,
me.
Yes, absolutely. The proof that there is God is the change in human beings when they're following him, right?
So I was actually, I don't know if it looks like I got a haircut, but
it looks nice. I noticed that. Almost
you like
marine.
That? Yeah.
A little bit marine.
Yeah,
might have a little too much of a pompadour for
too
marine.
Too much pompadour, too much.
I like it.
Yeah, I need to cut it all off, maybe?
No. But okay. I think it's sharp. It's a good England touring.
Well, let me tell you about this wonderful lady who cut it. This this was yesterday, okay, at the time of this taping.
It's fresh.
Yeah, and she cuts, she gets my, she finishes my hair. Very nice, sweet, sweet lady. A single lady has been divorced for 17 years, and this will come into play just in a minute.
Okay.
And she was just talking about how she was functioning in life and trying to make it and not being taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. She was kind of trying to get her roof built, and she mm-hmm. found out this company was a good one, but she saw some shysters. And she's just like, you know, it's tough being a single woman in this world. And anyway, I put on my jacket, and I have my Great Lakes Adventist Academy jacket
yeah,
on,
good.
Right? Mm-hmm. And she looks at it, she goes, Adventist? And I go, yeah. She goes, are you a Seventh-day Adventist? And I go, yeah. She goes, well, you know, I know this guy. He's just a really good guy. And, what was his name? And she was kind of embarrassed. She goes, he's a wonderful guy, and I just feel so embarrassed that I forgot his name, but I'm blanking. I go, well, that's all right. I could know him.
You do know him.
No, because we live in the same yeah, area, right? Like, how wouldn't I not know him?
Yeah.
And so I go, describe the man. She goes, well, he was just really kind. He offered to mow my lawn when I was going through some tough times, and he was just really, really kind. And I go, was his name Shane? She goes, I don't know. I think it might have been. I go, did he offer to fix any part of your car? And she goes, he did offer to fix my car. I go, Shane LeBaron.
Yeah, right.
And she goes, it was Shane LeBaron.
Wow.
I go, I know.
Yeah.
I know. And I go, he's an awesome dude. And she goes, he is wonderful. And she goes, you know, He invited me to church, but she goes, I just work every Saturday and Sunday. I never have the weekends off. But man, one day when I get it off, I would like to come. But he's just such a good Christian.
Wow.
And I was like,
yeah.
How awesome is that?
Didn't give a Bible study. All he did was offer.
Right.
Yeah, I like that.
It was so cool. Like, I just had a brand.
Yeah.
And she's like, I like that brand.
Yeah.
Oh, and then what's cool is maybe she might think I'm a good guy because I have the same brand. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I get to fit in with Shane and Jesus.
Yeah.
And this idea of being imitators, to
be a
doppelganger. I want to be a doppelganger of Christ.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And now, here's the thing. Here's what I know.
And he calls us to take his name on.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
But here's what I know. I can't. Like, I bring nothing to the table. But if I ask Jesus into my heart, he'll shine out of me, just like he did my buddy Shane.
Yeah.
He shines out of shame. He's a giver.
Mm-hmm. And it comes from just spending time.
Yeah.
You know, how I know to do it is spending time in God's scripture, his words there, mm-hmm. and talking to him.
Right,
and
exactly.
That's when the transformation comes.
100%. Yeah. The more you spend time with each other, the more, and this is how it is with, you know, we've talked about in this past about propinquity, but the more you spend time with someone, mm-hmm. the more you take on their words and their mannerisms.
Mm-hmm.
But man, maybe be doppelgangers. That's a challenge.
Yeah.
Is spend so much time with God that you could be mistaken as a Christian.
Wow.
You must be. You got to be, because you're just way too nice to not be.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So
very good.
May your doppelganger be Christ this week.
Amen.
So, hey, that's our episode of Man Talk. Thanks for watching. And remember, we do
three things.
Three things. Number one, love God.
Love everybody.
And duct tape
fixes everything,
including, you'll see this on the screen, and this is our new kind of our new thing we're going to be doing,
is cool.
Giving you some new options for duct tape, but check it out, and you're welcome. Thanks for watching.
See you.